Good morning, it's Sunday Best, it's John Gibbons, and I'm joined by Cathy Long, by Joe Richards and by Sam Shetty to reflect a little bit on yesterday and look ahead to any football today, if anyone's interested. The women play at 12 o'clock, so you might struggle to sort of make that by the time this out, but I'm sure it'll be sort of online somewhere. But in terms of yesterday's games, Cathy, where are you reflecting on it? I was cross when I got home, and it took me a while for me to stop being cross. I think by the time 10 o'clock came, I was just about ready for match of the day, but then I got myself all cross again. How do you reflect on yesterday, and how are you this morning?
Yeah, I think cross is a good word for it, angry, yeah. I really felt rubbish this morning, and I actually thought, is this the flu, or is this just what it feels like when you're that pissed off that you didn't win a game? You know, not used to this feeling, and don't get the usual adrenaline buzz of having a win. Yeah, it was cross because it just felt like we threw it away, you know. It was almost too easy for us at times in the first half. And then we did get complacent. You know, I think it's easy sometimes to claim the teams have got complacent, but I did feel like we were. I felt like we thought that it would be easy enough to win. And I felt like that third goal really so much hinged on that. Obviously, because once a goal is disallowed, then it gives the impetus to the other team. And I think that particularly happens now with VAR, that suddenly they get a lift and the whole psychology shifts. But I think also, because I wonder whether our lot thought, well, we'll just bang it in again in a minute. It's all right. We've put the ball in their net three times. We'll do it again in a sec. And then obviously it wasn't that simple. And we do really struggle, I think, when we, you know, our midfield was really left one side. I felt for Curtis because I didn't think he should be played in that position. You know, I thought it was difficult for him. It shows, I think, when we haven't got our defensive midfielders in, how thin we are really.
Yeah, a few things to pick up on there, Joel. The first thing I wanted to sort of, you know, talk about that Cathy mentioned there was the idea of, you know, changes in games and moments in games and feelings, really. And Cathy makes a good point there on the VAR thing that I hadn't necessarily thought of, in that if the referee just disallows that, the third goal in inverted commas straight away, you know, it probably doesn't really have an effect, but it is that moment of them thinking the 3-0 down. Sadio Mane is the only person in the ground who knows it's handball. He looks guilty as anything. Right, but all the Brighton lads think they've conceded. You know, there's no one sort of appealing for anything. They obviously have a look, and then it's sort of handball. So there's that moment of, you know, thinking, you know, the game over, isn't it, really? To actually, oh, we've got away with one there. Then they score. And I imagine half time, their dressing room was probably a little bit more buoyant than ours, really, because, you know, they've gone from thinking the 3-0 down and, you know, what time do you reckon we can get back to Brighton? Is suddenly, hang on, we're in this game now.